thing of all. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in it. My name is Chris, speaking from Pickwell, Ohio. I'm just asking everyone in the Daily Audio family to keep me and my family in prayers. I just lost two jobs in a period of a couple of weeks. And since this is the end of the month, I probably won't have the finances to pay what needs to be paid, but I know God is in control, and He's able to come to do what He does best. And so, also pray that what I have done doesn't look back on me. And even though I know that I will reap what I have sown, I know God will protect me in all things, because I am living bearing proof of what God can do as far as provide for me and my family. So thank you all for your prayers, and I hope you all have a blessed day.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Curtis in the Commonwealth. It's Sunday morning, the 17th, and I just wanted to pray for all the people that I just listened to this morning on the community hour. So many prayer requests, so many reports of breast cancer and people looking for jobs and all the same requests that I've had for a while now. But this morning I want to pray for my children, my three estranged daughters, Amber, Anna, and Elise, that God and His Holy Spirit would move on them and that they would reconnect with me and give me a call. And it's got to be their choice, Lord, but I've been disconnected from them way too long, and I really want to speak to my girls. I'll pray for my wife's breast cancer reconstruction on Wednesday. That surgery is going to be big, so just pray for her, pray for me, pray for our healing, for us to repair our marriage, and pray for me to find work. In Jesus' name, I pray.
First thing you do when you get to the doctor's office is they measure your height and weight to see whether you're gaining, losing, staying the same, and if so, at what rate. The same thing is true when you go to church. Are you growing or staying the same? Praising the Lord with all of your heart, calling on Jesus' name? Or do you go to church week after week, hoping to get what you didn't bring, unable to even say amen or sing praises to Jesus Christ, our King? So caught up in how far you've come that you're no longer able to see how far you still need to go. Totally content with the way things are, content no longer to grow. You know, our coming together at the end of the week should be the culmination of a week full of praise, thanking God every day for blessing us in so many different ways. Serving others, encouraging the brothers, giving hope and strength to the beat down, tired fathers and mothers, letting them know that they're not alone. God is still on the throne. And no need to fear. God is always near. And as you encourage others, you encourage yourself, growing your faith and good spiritual health that will continue to grow until you get back to church, full of the Holy Spirit, ready to burst. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing me back to church once again, because my cup is overflowing and my praises don't end. You know, the doctors are concerned with our physical health, measuring our height and weight, but God is concerned with our spiritual health, and He assures us it's never too late. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast, for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in May 15th to pray over our children. Goliath was undiluted evil. He came out day after day mocking the people of God. He was covered head to toe with bronze armor that looked like the scales of a snake. He was like a 9-foot-tall serpent. But with one smooth stone hurled at Goliath, David crushed the head of the serpent. The victory won single-handedly by the Lord's anointed became the shared victory of God's people. They didn't go out to battle, yet they could claim victory vicariously through the one who faced the enemy as their representative. Our families face an enemy, an army of enemies. In fact, that is as real, as powerful, and as terrifying as Goliath. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Ephesians 6:12. Our enemy is not covered in bronze and hurling heavy spears. He is armed with darkness and deception. He hurls condemnation and lies at us and tempts us to indulge in pleasures that only bring pain. He threatens to enslave us to destructive addictions and defeating patterns and incapacitating fears. And we would turn and run, certain that we are doomed, certain that we are going to be slaves forever to binging and purging, to pornographic lust, to selfish ambition, to self-righteous snobbery, to materialism and greed, except that we have a champion. Just when we are tempted to give way to despair, we hear the voice of the greater Son of David saying, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight." Jesus, whenever we are tempted to despair, thinking we will never be free of the sins that enslave members of this family, we look to you, our champion. You have defeated the enemy that threatened us with lifelong slavery to sin and death. Our victory and security come from being united.
Marshall, this is God's Life Speaker. I heard you on the prayer encouragement line of May 2nd, and you had gone over to a neighbor, knocked on the door, told them that you felt like God wanted you to pray for them, and they said no thank you and shut the door. And then you were just wondering, you know, to hear the Spirit, if you should keep at it or if you should let it go. Then the very next caller is Beloved in Bakersfield, and she's doing a continuation of the criminal on the cross, and that we should pursue those we love up to the very last minute, sharing the gospel, pointing them towards Jesus. So I think that was the answer. I don't know. But it is excellent that you were obedient and made yourself uncomfortable. Getting comfortable being uncomfortable is how we share the gospel. And we just do it because God calls us to it. So Heavenly Father, for every one of us, but for Marshall right now, would you continue to prompt us, guide us to those people who we need to speak to, pray for, go up to in all of our discomfort. May we just be doing our work as unto the Lord and for your glory, even in our discomfort. And who knows? Who knows who will be saved at the very last minute? So, Lord, thank you for Marshall and his story and this testimony. It is a strong one. I'm sure it fits all of us. Would you just bless us with that courage, that boldness to go where you are working and to be obedient to your call? I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, family. It's his little Cherie in Canada with an update on my nephew's wife, Nikki. She's the one with the serious heart problem. She has three young children, and the procedure they're recommending is not done here in Canada. So she's looking at going to the States to have it done. The praise report is that the government here has decided that they will cover the cost of the surgery itself. But of course, she still has to come up with expenses, you know, traveling expenses and lost income and all of that. So please continue to pray for her. She does have a surgery date in Kansas City of June 11th, but it is possible she'll be able to get in earlier, and she definitely would rather have it done sooner than later. So we're praying that she'll get an earlier surgery date. We're also praying for her young children because they've never been away from both of their parents before. And Nikki and her husband, Rylan, will be going down for 2 weeks to get the surgery. So please pray for her young kids, that it won't be too traumatic for them to be away from their parents for that time, and that God's will would be done in this whole thing. Thank you so much for your prayers. Love you, family. Bye for now.
Hey, DAB family, this is God's Little Bird, and I'm calling in my praise report from helping my cousin Jay after surgery yesterday. She was in pain, and she was angry when she came home. I actually have never seen anybody act like that. I mean, the screaming at people. And I really wanted to run for the hills, but I knew that God had sent me in, and he has given me the gift of mercy. And by his power, she calmed right down. After everybody else left and it was just me and her, she calmed right down. The pain went away, and we just talked and talked, and I just listened and listened and distracted her from the pain, and she felt better. And before bed, I asked if I could pray. I prayed that God would heal her and put things right, and that she would make it through the night. She was actually nervous about not making it through the night, and Lord, I did not want to have to call 911, but I didn't. He showed himself faithful, and I hope that she can see that now, or will see it later, that God really took care of her. And Lord, please turn her to you, open her heart. I've invited her to church, Lord, make her brave enough to show up online. And, you know, she's got relatives in there, people that love her, that, I don't know, maybe this is it. Maybe this is the time. Give me the faith, Lord, and help my unbelief that you're the only one. You are the only one who can change her. So, Lord, just, it is your will, and may it be done. In the name of Jesus, God's little bird out.
Hello, my Daily Audio Bible family. I'm just calling to ask for prayers for my colleague. She's going through a divorce, and yeah, divorce is not easy. And right now as well, the last 2 weeks, she's also found out that her husband has placed them in quite a lot of debt. She's been served papers about this, and just this past Friday, as a team, we went out for dinner, and right at the end of the night, I was sent a message that her car was repossessed. And she's just telling me she's numb. She's a prayer warrior, but right now I can see that she's numb. She doesn't know where to start. And I'm trying hard to be her sister during this time. But I'm asking for my family, my Daily Audio Bible family, to please pray for this family right now. To pray for the children. To pray for her, that she just gets the strength right now to pull through this. This divorce is not pretty. There's a lot of infidelity on both sides. There's a lot of lies. There's a lot of selfish acts. So I just want to pray that God's will comes through this. That God just protects everyone involved. Thank you so much for the prayers.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in May 16th to pray over our children. Praise the Lord. How joyful are those who fear the Lord and delight in obeying his commands. They do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. Psalm 112, 1 and 7. Parents who have repeatedly received bad news from the doctor, from the school, from the counselor, from the police, find themselves always bracing for more bad news, anticipating the next blow to become a way of life. But this is not the life being held out to us in Psalm 112. This psalm presents an idyllic picture of the life of those who put their hope in the gospel and thereby receive the righteousness of Christ by faith. As is typical in the Old Testament, the prosperity promised is described largely in material terms. Yet, it does not ignore how the person who fears the Lord is made prosperous in spiritual and emotional ways. Such a person, according to this psalm, does not fear bad news. And surely, the blessedness of not living in fear of bad news is something we want and need as parents. We want the blessedness of confident trust that the Lord is committed to caring for us and for our children. We want the blessedness of not always living on edge, but instead living at peace. confident that our children are in God's hands. The answer to our ongoing anxieties is not a hope for turn of events, but rather a God-centered stance of trust. To be continued.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is God's Little Bird. I just heard Valerie from Northwest Arkansas, her call on the end of the May 15th podcast. And she was calling out for prayer, for grief over the loss of her son a couple years ago. And I just want to express my condolences for you. There's a lot of people who are experiencing grief. And when I finally truly experienced grief myself, then I finally knew what that was all about, because it's just inexplicable. But there was one thing that helped me. Of course, calling on God and praying and like trusting Him to be there for me through this. But I did read in a book called The Baby Loss Guide that the author said, grief is love with nowhere to go. And it just really helped me to try to release that love in some way. So when I was feeling horrible, I would just say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. You know, and whoever I'm saying that to the one who's lost, to Jesus, I could be saying it to my dogs, but it just helped me to like let that love out of my body. And I mean, that's something that helped me. It might be different for every single person to find whatever may help them get through those really bad moments of grief. Heavenly Father, we ask you to help Valerie find relief. Please bring her relief from this grief. We know that only you can. In the name of Jesus, amen. God's Little Bird out.
Good morning, Dabbers. Today is May 16th, 2026, and I just heard a prayer from a lady named Martha, who's in New Mexico. Martha, I am also in New Mexico. My name is Marjorie. I heard your prayer that you feel like you have no hope and that God is not listening. Honey, don't give up. God is listening. He is there. He is there. He doesn't want you to stop. A breakthrough is coming, sister. A breakthrough is coming, and I'm praying for you, and I'm praying that whatever's binding up your marriage and your problem with your children, I pray that He throws that in the lake of fire and that you guys can be restored. I'm not great at expressing words, but I'm going to be praying for you, sister. God bless. God bless all you Dabbers.
Hello, my sweet siblings, everyone here, my family. Love you guys. This is Minita from Illinois. I'm excited that another granddaughter is going to be born any day now. Please pray for Sharon. I've been praying for her health, and God has surprised them with a baby, so she's doing great. She's eating well, and she's strong, and I praise God for that, and I thank God for your prayers. But continue, please continue to pray for her, that the birth will go well. She's trusting the Lord that everything is going to be all right. I just want you guys to know that. I'll keep you posted. The baby's name is Melody. I think she's nearly ready to meet her family. Please keep her in your prayers, and I know everything is going to be okay. I'll keep you posted. I'll let you know when she is born. God bless you all. Thanks for praying. A big hug.
Hey, my precious Dab fam. This is KSD. Family, I wanted to encourage you with something. Check this out. Pray and praise. I will be much entreated, because I know that only in that earnest supplication and the calm trust that results does man learn strength and gain peace. Therefore, I have laid that incessant, persistent pleading as a duty upon my disciples. Never weary in prayer. When one day man sees how marvelously his prayer has been answered, then he will deeply, so deeply, regret that he prayed so little. Prayer changes all. Prayer recreates. Prayer is irresistible. So pray, literally, without ceasing. Pray until you almost cease to pray, because trust has become so rock-like. And then pray on, because it has become so much a habit that you cannot resist. And always pray until prayer merges into praise. That is the only note on which true prayer should end. It is the love and laughter of your attitude towards man interpreted in the pray and praise of your attitude towards God. To God be the glory. That was a powerful word to my heart, and I wanted it to encourage your heart. Family, let's keep praying. Despite what it looks like, keep praying. The Father is listening.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan. It is May 16, 2026, and I moved. Yes, God does answer your prayers, and He answered mine. I got help, too. I moved in on the 20th actual date, but actually, I had help moving out on the 26th. About four people helped me move out. It's like, I need help, but I don't want to ask for help. But in order to get help, you have to ask for help. I don't like asking for help, but I had to, because if I didn't ask for any, I would have never got any. So, yeah. So, thank you for your prayers. Now I got to figure out how to put my address, my new address, on this app. And I thank you guys for your prayers, for helping me with my prayers. I just need, now I need a sofa and a chair and a dresser, and I think I'll be okay. So that's all I need right now. So God bless you, and thank you for praying for me, you guys. I pray that everything is going great for you. God supplies all your needs according to your riches and glories, and His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I pray for Him to bless you, Father God. Bless these people on the Daily Audio Bible with all their needs, with the healing by the stripes of Jesus. They are healed. You feed the birds, you clothe the flowers, and they are more precious than either one of them. I pray you touch their life and give them desires of their heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you people. God bless the DAB. Bye.
Good morning. I want to respond to a prayer request from Martha, who's in New Mexico. Just going through it with her family, her marriage, her kids. That's a lot. That's a big part of your life. It's a big part of your identity. She's waiting on the Lord, but she doesn't feel like she can hear Him. So Martha, I just encourage you to continue seeking Him. Make quiet space when you're not praying. Just open your heart and your mind and just say, Holy Spirit, come and speak to me. And just listen and make that a habit. He may not answer you right away. We know in the Bible, David and Joseph and many others, they had to wait years and years and years for God to reveal His plan for their lives. And so while you're in the midst of the struggle and it hurts and it sucks, in a lot of ways, I'm there with you right now with my marriage. And the only thing we can really do is just focus on Jesus and make it all about Jesus, because at the end of the day, that's what everything's about. That's what marriage is about, to make us more holy, to point towards Jesus. That's what family is about. that's what life is about, relationship, and most importantly, relationship with Jesus. And so, again, I understand that it sucks because that it's what you're living and what you see and what you can feel. But just, I encourage you to continue to lean on Jesus and ask for his presence. And so, Lord, I just pray that you just strengthen Martha's faith. Let her know you're there.
Hey, family, calling in the continuation from May 16th. Surely what our children need most is a joyful, hopeful, peaceful parent who trusts and rests in God. But how will this happen? Faith comes from hearing, that is, hearing the good news about Christ. Romans 10:17. We need to drink from a steady stream of God's word, which assures us that he is always bringing life out of death, healing out of brokenness, and hope out of despair. He is a God who loves to bless his people. And when we know this deep in our souls, instead of living in fear of bad news, we live in the confident expectation that he is at work. Lord, increase our fear of you, our sense of awe at your power, and our glad obedience to your word. We know that as our fear of you increases, our anxieties about the problems we're facing today and our fears about the future will give way to confident trust that you are at work and that you care for us. I love you, family.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we humbly ask for your guidance in seeing the world through the eyes of a child. Help us to embrace their wonder, their pure faith, and their boundless capacity for joy and forgiveness. May we learn from their innocence to trust more fully in your loving plan, shedding the complexities and worries that burden our adult hearts. Open our spirits to prioritize children as you do, recognizing their inherent worth and the sacred trust you've placed upon us to nurture and protect them. Guide us to create a world where their voices are heard, their needs are met, and their futures are bright with your promise. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hello, today is Saturday, May 16th, and I am calling to pray for Martha from New Mexico. Martha, you called in and you said you don't have much hope in your marriage and your children, and I don't know what's going on, but I know the past 15 years, when my marriage ended almost 30 years, and just a lot happened with my kids and stuff, my adult kids. And I just want to give you hope in the fact that whether you feel God's presence, he is always there with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He is a loving and gracious Heavenly Father, slow to get angry, abounding in love and mercy, relenting on sending calamity on his children. And Martha, you are so very loved. If you could see his love, if you could feel his love in your human capability, you would be so overwhelmed by it. But I just want to encourage you to reach out to your church, reach out to maybe some recovery groups, and learn how to navigate this. You don't have to do it alone. We love you. You're amazing. Don't ever forget that. Crawl into the Father's arms and just sit with him quietly every day and let him whisper how much he loves you and how he sees no flaw in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello from beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio. This is Daniel Johnson, Jr. Thank you so much for being part of the Global Campfire with me. I want to give a special encouragement. Thank you to Leslie, Hands from Heaven, or Hands to Heaven. I saw your testimonial, and I didn't realize that you also signed our daughter's hard of hearing. We use sign language to communicate with her. Love you so much, sister. Thank you so much for your encouragement to me related to this past Mother's Day. Let us pray. This comes from Romans chapter 12, 1 through 2. Almighty God, your mercy and grace to us has been more than we could ever have imagined. We have been amazed by what you've done so far in our lives. Right now, this very moment, I and those listening with me offer ourselves to you, wholly and completely, with every aspect and dimension to you. this is all you've ever wanted for us anyway. We don't know exactly or entirely what this means for these next few moments. What we do know, and we don't even know really what it means in the near future, long-term future, but it may be that we're never able to fully grasp it all, nor are we even meant to. But we do know that it's the only way for us to go. With my brothers and sisters, those listening, I declare from this point forward that I am no longer going to let myself be fashioned by outward forces bent on making us look at the world like the world around us. No, right now we're fed up with being that way and that way of living. And instead, through the resurrection power of Jesus, the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, we recommit to being changed inwardly. This process completely makes fresh our ability to think. Only through this, God, can you even possibly perceive and know what your will is, and that's what we desire. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you from beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio.
The image was there, though you couldn't yet see it. The film had to be developed in a solution that would free it. And then a beautiful image of a picture you would see. And the same truths that apply to film also apply to you and me. We also bear an image of the Father up above, kindness, patience, joy, peace, long-suffering, compassion, love. But until you've been washed in Jesus' blood and developed in the Holy Spirit, you won't be able to see that image. You won't be able to feel it or draw near it. We're created in God's image, so God is clearly there. Our lives are like a negative, so handle with care. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Hey, DAB fan, this is KP from California. I'm just calling in with a prayer request. Just know I pray for each of you. Listen to DAB as often as I can. It's been a part of my life now for 20 years or so, quite a long time. And called in a couple times. It's been a long time though since I've called in. So thanks for hearing me out. But I just need some prayer. I've been living with a ton of guilt, a ton of weight that's been on me for maybe past decisions I've made. Been living under this kind of cloud of shame when it comes to choices that I've made in my life, especially in the financial side of things. So it's got me, you know, the age that I'm at, mid-40s, not being super prepared for my future and knowing that that's right across, the valley for me of walking through, it's right around the corner, this age that I'm going to get at where I'm not very prepared for it. I'm fearful. I'm fearful of all the other things that are happening in the world when it comes to job security, financial security, and I'm just not set up to handle a lot of that right now. And so it's just been eating at me and eating at me. And so I'm like living in these two time zones, one in the past for past regrets and then one that's fearful of the future. And neither one of those time zones is doing any good for me in the current time zone I'm in, which is the now, the moment that I'm in. So, and yeah, I love y'all. If y'all can pray for me, I'd really appreciate it. I love you guys.
Good morning. I want to respond to a couple prayer requests. First is for Valerie that called in. I think she said she was from Arkansas, but is still just deeply, deeply pitted and grieving the loss of her son. And it was the doorway to depression. And it's clear that Satan's using this grief to enact his plans. So Lord, we pray your plans over this woman, over this situation. Your plans are higher than our plans. Your plans are higher than Satan's plans. And we know ultimately your plans will win out. But we pray here now that as your kingdom fully isn't here yet, that in the life of Valerie, that it would just move a little bit further and it would take her captive, Lord. It would take her heart and soul captive. That you would just bind and break the chains of any spirit of depression, sadness, grief that doesn't move. We just pray, Lord, that you break those chains and allow her to start healing. We ask that you just visit her now, cover her in your spirit, but also that she would find some sort of community or friend or something or counselor that would just allow her and walk through this thing, this process with her. When we isolate ourselves, Satan does his best work. And so we just pray, Lord, that you surround her in community, but also that you just miraculously heal her heart, Lord. And all in your son's name I pray. Amen.
You know, the first thing when you go to the doctor's office, they do is to take your height and weight to see whether you're gaining, losing, staying the same, and if so, at what rate. The same thing is true when we go to church. Are you growing or staying the same? Praising God with all your heart, calling on Jesus' name? Or do you go to church week after week, hoping to get what you didn't bring, unable to even say amen or sing praises to Christ our King? So caught up in how far you've come from that you can no longer see how far you still need to go. Content with things the way they are, content to no longer grow. You know, our coming together at the end of the week should be the culmination of a week filled with praise, thanking God every day for blessing us in so many ways, encouraging the brothers, serving others, giving strength and hope to the beat down, tired fathers and mothers, letting them know that they're not alone. God is still on the throne, and there's no need to fear. God is near. And as you encourage others, you encourage yourself, growing good, growing your faith in good spiritual health that will continue to grow until you get back to church filled with the Holy Spirit, ready to burst. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing me back to church once again, because my cup runneth over and my praises have no end. You know, the doctor is concerned with our physical health, so he measures our height and weight. But God is concerned with our spiritual health, and he assures us that it's never too late. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast. For God's Holy Spirit to flow, keep it flowing, y'all. All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for my prison ministry, Kairos. We are being asked now to go paperless, and that is a big part of our ministry, is actually bringing in Agape and the praying hands and all these posters that we've got signed and General Agape, which normally covers the walls inside there. We got to show these guys that people are praying for them. And that's one way we do it, by bringing in this paper that we have. And so the prison is trying to, not that it's anybody's fault, not the DOC's fault or anything like that, but they are trying to make it paperless. It's just a big part of the ministry. We have paper that goes up on the walls, posters that go up on the walls. We have placemats that we put down too, that we normally get kids to draw on. We have meal tickets that we sell, or not sell, we get donations for. All of this stuff is paper that we bring in, and if we don't do that, if we can't have the paper, it's going to chop off part of the arm of Kairos. We just want to be able to do our Kairos like we normally have done in the past, and that is it. We just need to be able to do our Kairos like we normally have done in the past. So please pray for that. We need to be covered up in prayers. In the name of Jesus, I pray. We need to do the Kairos exactly the way we've done it in the past. It's the 3 or 4 day weekend with God inside a prison. And that is it.
Hi, this is John from the Boot Hill in Missouri. There was a call that came in on May 8th about a woman in Las Vegas that was basically, it sounded like full of spirit, but that was lacking with relationship with other people and stuff like that. Woman in Las Vegas, please, if you haven't got a church, find a church, you have to visit some churches to find one that fits you, they do it because it wasn't meant for us to be Christian in isolation. Just like if a man is not an island, a woman is not an island either. And with the Apostle Paul, in 1 Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 through 27, talks about the body of Christ. We are only one part of the body, and we need to reach out to like-minded people to have unity and to grow in our faith. So I desperately urge you, the woman in Las Vegas, to reach out and start growing in the faith. And with other callers, please call in to encourage this woman.
Hi, I want to pray for Corey. He said his niece committed suicide and that his mom is in hospice. And he asked for prayer for his father, who's trying to navigate his way through the, with his wife, his mom. And just praying for comfort for the entire family. And, you know, times like this, there are really no words that anyone could say that would bring peace and comfort. So I pray that the Holy Spirit will comfort your hearts. It's a hard thing to deal with a parent, especially a mother dying and then the sudden loss of your niece. But I pray for the family that God will give y'all some peace even through this situation, and that God will give your father wisdom and grace and strength to continue on with his life, and knowing that he'll see his wife again in heaven. And, you know, the family will find some consolation as well. I pray for you as well, Corey, and God will give you his peace too. May the Lord comfort your hearts, all of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, this is Zena Guz, Princess Warrior here in Minnesota. And I just want to thank the many people who've called in and prayed for me as I had to put my service dog down 2 weeks ago. And it's been a hard adjustment, very emotional, and very quiet now here. His name is Zeke, and it was just a great dog. So many people loved him, and he was just a little magnet to people. He was a Basset, part Basset Hound, Black Lab. And so I would tell people he was my Basset, and I'm God's ambassador. So, but I just want to thank everyone for keeping me in prayer. It is really hard. Not only was he my household pet, but he was my service dog. So that makes things very challenging as well. But I'm getting along and doing better. I have a great group of friends here who care for me and love me, as well as family. And I know there are other people out there, other dabbers who have recently lost their four-legged fur child. They are like children. They're a big part of our family. And I know that might sound odd to people who have never had a pet, but they are. They're a part of our family, and just it is mourning their loss. But anyway, thank you all for your love. And
hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Shantae calling from Port St. Lucie, Florida. And I just wanted to let you all know that the twins are home. My friend Brittany was able to bring the babies home at the end of April. and I was able to see them, and they are so adorable. Two little boys, both of their names start with the letter Z. All of her kids' names starts with the letter Z. So I just think that is so cool and cute and adorable. And they are such content babies. And I just would like to ask you all to continue to pray for them to continue to thrive and hit all of the milestones and just grow and develop and have a long, long life. And also to keep their mother and father in prayer. They will be needing to get, you know, pay for daycare and all of that. And she'll be returning to work pretty soon, or sooner than later. So yeah, so keep them all in prayer. And I'm trying to think, thank you for this new app. I am loving it. I am so blessed. We are also blessed for what you have done here, Brian and team. And just keep up the amazing work. This is just, I love it. I absolutely love it. All right. Talk with y'all later. Bye-bye.
Good morning, DAP family. My name is Jasmine. I'm calling from Richmond, Texas. And I have been listening for 17 or 18 years, and I've never called in before, and I'm asking for your help praying for our dear friend, Count. He lives in Katy, Texas. He has been diagnosed with stage 2 throat cancer. We ask for your prayers for the entire Pettaway family, for their comfort, peace, and encouragement during this time period. And of course, we ask for prayers for complete healing for Count. I thank you for your diligence and the people that I know will pray for him day in and day out. And he really needs it. He's a wonderful person that people are drawn to, right? And I think that he has a lot more to do on this earth. And I just pray that he is fully healed, and I ask for you guys to join me in that prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. I want to lift up a couple prayer requests this morning. First is for Corey, who is called in to encourage another caller, but also dealing with some similar issues. A family, or I think he said a niece, had just taken her own life, and he recently lost his mother. So we should pray, Lord, that you would just infuse the situation with your Holy Spirit, with your love, with your presence. Just be with them. Help them to grieve and help them to process the probably unanswerable whys and anger over, you know, why would this young woman choose to take her own life? Things that we're not that we don't understand, at least here on this earth. And we understand that you don't always choose to reveal the answers to us. You don't give us the answers to the questions for the test all the time, Lord. And so that's why we walk by faith. And we just pray that their faith is strengthened and their relationship with you is bolstered. I also want to pray for the woman who called in, a stroke survivor, isn't walking yet, and has hemorrhoids that the doctors are telling her they can't be treated. Lord, we know that you can treat them. We know that you know if that's a true statement or not, and you can bring in a doctor or nurses that have a different view. And so we just pray, Lord, whatever avenue or route you want to take, that you just bring healing to her. Allow her to walk again. Strengthen her neurological system and connections between her limbs and her brain. And we just pray, Lord, that you would restore her body, Lord, and as a testimony to your goodness and to your power, Lord. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
This is Amy from Nevada with an update on Katie, the young mother in Wisconsin that had a C-section, brain surgery for a fistula, blood clots in her lungs, and part of her skull removed. Today they are reattaching her skull months ahead of schedule. Katie has been having brain swelling, and they believe that it will be self-regulated better with it reattached. They may be putting in a shunt as well, which will be permanent. It's about a 3 to 4 hour surgery, which will begin approximately 3 p.m. Central. Please pray for Katie to tolerate everything well and for the doctor's hands to be guided, especially her surgeon, Frank, who has been wonderful. In fact, he will be stopping in to her room where her family is waiting, and they were going to be laying hands over him and praying for him before the procedure. Stu is Katie's husband. Please pray for Stu and their three children, especially their sweet new little baby who really hasn't had much bonding time with mom. Please pray for all of her friends and family as well, as they support the family in so very many ways. Thank you again, family, for praying. We know God is bigger than time. And even though this is probably going to be played, or will definitely be played long after, we just know that God is able. I just pray that this young mom is going to be able to go through rehab, regain power and use of her right side of her body and speech and all of the things that need to come back. So we just lift up Katie and her family and pray in Jesus' name.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, brothers and sisters, wherever you are. I just wanted to come over here today and pray for the prayer warriors. I just wanted to tell you guys how humbled I am and how grateful I am for each and every single one of you who take time out of their day to lift up someone and a group of people. May God continue to bless you, continue to bless the desires of your hearts that cause you to want to actually do this as a service to the kingdom. May God continue to bless that which we don't know about, that you have your own things that you ask of the Lord, and yet you put that aside to pray for brothers and sisters on here. I am grateful for each and every single one of you. I am grateful every single time I hear voices that are familiar. God continue to bless even those of you that don't call in but are over there on the background praying and praying and praying. May God continue to bless you in the things that you need yourselves that you haven't said to us. And may he be a provider in all things that you've lifted up in your own secret spaces and secret walls. Oh God, continue to bless them abundantly in all things in Jesus' name.
Hello, this is David from Texas. I just want to lift up Martha. Martha, thank you for your prayers. I know you feel like you can't see the hope, and I just want to speak hope into your life. God has heard your prayer. You had enough faith to call in and ask. That's all you needed today. God will multiply that. God has solutions on the way. So lift up your head and look. And don't think you know what it looks like. It may come in 10 ways, 100 ways, 2 small ways, 1 big way leading to another way. God hears your prayers and help is on the way. God bless you, Martha.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in May 17th to pray over our children. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. Rabbi, his disciples asked, why was this man born blind? Was it because of his own sins or his parents' sins? It was not because of his sins or his parents' sins, Jesus answered. This happened so the power of God could be seen in him. John chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. The disciples thought, like we think, that suffering has to be somebody's fault. They thought this blind man was being punished for his sin. They didn't know whose. In fact, this assumption must be deeply ingrained in how we think as humans, because it is exactly what Job's friends thought, that Job's suffering was Job's fault and that he was being punished. And we get it too, don't we? Did you think your miscarriage or your child's disability was God punishing you for your sin in your past? Have you lived in fear that something bad is going to happen to your family because you think that's what you deserve? Is that how things work with God? Does God punish us for our sin with suffering in this life? If you are united to Christ by faith, you should never think that God is punishing you for your sin. How can you be sure? Because someone has already been punished for your sin. The punishment for your bad choices, your utter apathy toward God, your outright rebellion, the ugliest, most shameful things you've said or done has all been laid on Jesus. He was punished for your sin, so you don't have to be. Your loving Father will discipline you to make you more holy, but he will not punish you simply to make you pay. To be continued.
2 Kings 20, verse 5, I believe, says, "You've heard our prayers, you've seen our tears, surely you will heal." And Father, I just lift up to you, Lord, this is the 18th, and I just lift up to you this lady who's had several surgeries on her leg, and I forgot what her diagnosis is, but you know, God, you are the great physician. You've heard our prayers, you've seen our tears, as we've heard her, let us know what she needs prayer for. And we just, surely you will heal her. And Lord, I just thank you so much for the other lady that called in on the 18th. Well, I mean, it's aired the 18th, and she said that her mother is doing so much better. And so we just really thank you for hearing these prayers for her mother. We praise your holy name, Father God. You are wonderful. Your name is wonderful, Jesus our Lord. You are the mighty King, master of everything. Your name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. And I just thank God for our good health, my husband and I, with our Health Point program, and for God leading us to this. But I just pray, Father, that we've been telling people about it. We pray that people will be ready to start the program, and we'll be able to get a healthy living, live healthy, and reduce weight if that's an issue, and also get the right diabetes reading, Father, and we just ask for your help, God, for this. And I just pray they have these rules to you need to get 60% of what you buy.
Hello, my sweet siblings, it's Minita from Illinois. I just want to let you guys know that Sharon, my daughter-in-law, had her little girl. I'm excited. She is perfect. Sharon, it's great. She had the baby in 20 minutes. That was the fastest birthday I've ever seen of a baby. Oh my goodness. I'm sure some of you were praying that everything will be fine. You know, everything came out just perfect. Wow, I'm excited. I'm a grandma again for a little girl. Her name is Melody, 5 pounds, 13 ounces, 19 inches long. Melody Anaya is her name. Thank you again, guys. I'm super, super grateful to God. I was worried because Sharon had a really tough, her health was really bad last year, and I was a little concerned. And I know you guys prayed so much for her. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, that everything came out perfect tonight, May 17, 2026. A beautiful birthday. Love you guys.
We love you, Lord, and we lift our voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet sweet sound in your ear. Hi, Daily Audio Bible. I'm here just to thank everybody who did this amazing work with our application. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, the entire family, for all of the time and all the resources and everything that you have done for us, for this church, for this online church, to just enjoy everything and just to take in the Word of God every day so we can abide in the Lord. It completely in the morning changes my perspective of things, and it's been the best thing for me for the past 8 years almost, and just I cannot get enough of each one of you. And thank you for calling, that we can pray for you. Thank you for being vulnerable. Pray also for me, lift me up. I'm in the waiting season of waiting for my husband in the 40s, and I'm also praying to have children. So be with me and pray for me as well as I pray for you. I love you guys. Have a blessed day.
Hey family, calling in the continuation for May 17th. In asking who is to blame for the man's disability, the disciples were focused on finding the cause, but Jesus wanted to focus on the purpose for his suffering, which was to put the power of God on display. The larger miracle than restoring this man's physical sight was opening his spiritual eyes to see who Jesus was. He was given faith to believe. This man went from wanting to get something from Jesus to meet what he saw as his greatest need, to worshiping Jesus for being everything he truly needed. Can you see that this is the miracle Jesus wants to accomplish in your family and in your heart? Lord, we long for your power to be put on display in our lives. Give sight where we are blind. Give life where there is deadness. Put your power on display in our children's life today by generating in them the fruit of your Holy Spirit. I love you, family.
Lord, heal Mary and she will be healed. Save her from this pain with the hemorrhoids and the stroke, and she will be saved, for you are her praise. Jeremiah 17:14. And I'm thankful because my friend Trudy and I are going to see Corey on Thursday, and Thursday will be May 21st, and my friend Trudy and I are going to go see her. I haven't seen her for quite a while, so may we be a real encouragement to her. I'm sure she'll be an encouragement to us with that she's with the ALS, and also praying Bill, Brian with the ALS. And I just ask prayer, please, for my business. Please pray I can get 60% of sales. 60% of what my personal use for sales, because that's the law now, and it's been pretty hard to do because we use a lot of the products. And just pray my HealthPoint business will be able to find people that want to get healthy, lose weight, and get the right diabetes reading like my husband. And and just please continue to pray for me as a chaplain of a state and in the Gideons and the camp chaplain. So God is so good, and we just praise him. Thank you so much for what you've done, Lord. Thank you so much for what you've done in our family. I just want to praise you that they've accepted Lon during this graduation celebration of Dean. So we've had a wonderful 2 days. So much to thank God for. And thankful all of you, especially Brian and Jill. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. I want to lift up a few prayer requests. First is for Karen, who has... forgive me for not remembering the full name, some sort of peripheral something, arterial disorder or disease in her legs, and she's had 7 surgeries, and it seems like after every surgery it just doesn't get better. And so Lord, great healer, maker of the entire universe, Lord, you know exactly what is wrong down to the atomic level in Karen's legs. And we just ask, even now, that your hand would rest upon her legs and restore them. Restore the blood flow, restore the proper arterial structure, and just restore her spirit and soul along with it, Lord. What the devil has taken advantage of to bring her disappointment and depression and whatever feelings she's kind of spiraling with, that this thing, these things are useless, these surgeries are useless because they're not working. We just pray, Lord, that you protect her and restore her spirit from that, and her mind, protect her mind. And I pray for Marissa, who called in, just wanting a deeper relationship with you, Lord. Just visit her, Lord. Just give her a heart of faith and a heart of deep understanding, knowing that you are right there next to her, Jesus. And I also want to pray for Curtis, who called in. We praise you for his wife agreeing to go to counseling. And we just ask that you continue to bring progress and growth in this marriage. And we pray that you protect the wife from her breath.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan, calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Proverbs 12, 25, then 22. Father God, we lift up to you today Michael from New Mexico, his wife and daughter. Father, they are coming up against a false report of abuse and neglect. And while the situation will weigh them down with worry, we pray that the support they get from their community and the prayers of the Dabb family will encourage them to stay strong and steadfast in your promises. Father, you detest lying lips, so please let all these false accusations fall on deaf ears. We pray that only the truth is heard and that those truths delight you. Father, give wisdom and discernment to those reviewing these allegations. Allow them to see the holes and cracks in them. We pray for peace for Michael and his family. May they use this experience as a testament of your loving faithfulness. We ask all these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Michael. Let us know how this situation is playing out.
Hey, Debbers, this is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. Grateful from Washington. Great prayers, man. Keep calling back in. KSD, as always, amen to your prayers for Equalize, Bruce and David from Florida, and Curtis in the Commonwealth. Amen for your prayers as she gets ready to have her cancer surgery. Pray for my wife as well. She is probably going to end up having cancer surgery as well. But also that she may be seeing a counselor. I want to let you know, I have a guy friend of mine. He was separated from his wife, like you, for like 3 years, and she wouldn't even let him in the house. And but he saw her all the time, and the cancer, same cancer, brought them back together. Like, he moved back in the house as they're seeking treatment. So I pray that this thing, because God can turn anything bad into something good. And so we ask for that in your marriage as well, that this cancer is a way to actually strengthen and return your marriage to the way God intended that. And I ask this all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you guys could all pray for my wife, Deborah. She is absolutely miserable in bed, has been for a week since the biopsies. And so we're going to go try to see the doctors today. And she is probably terrified of what the surgery is going to be like, if that's the option, if the biopsies are this bad. So pray for her and her recovery. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Lord Jesus, I just want to lift up to you Curtis in the Commonwealth and his wife. Father, first we pray for her health. We pray for this important surgery coming up, and that this disease she's facing, this cancer, Lord, that you would eradicate it. You would heal her, Lord, and it will be crystal clear to every doctor, nurse in the room that is by your hand she is healed. And God, I also pray, Father, for the two of them to go through counseling, and specifically we pray for reconciliation. You tell us in Genesis from the very beginning in 2:24, therefore what a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two become one flesh. And that doesn't separate, Lord. You have made them one, Father, and ripping that apart is not the answer. Lord, help them remember their lifelong commitment that they are not two, but they are one. And what God has joined together, let not man separate, because that is your word in Matthew 19:6. Lord, give them both love and respect for each other. Father, for the husband to love his wife as he loves himself, and even more so, you tell us, as you love the church, which is a steep calling. And Father, for her to respect her husband, Lord, and to realize that getting your own way all the time is not the way to love, that there has to be bending both ways. Father, we pray for them to embrace 1 Corinthians 13. And Lord, that they would be patient and kind, not envying or boasting, not proud, always protecting and trusting and hoping and persevering. Lord, that their love would never fail. In Christ's name.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with a Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for somebody that I don't know, but they jumped off of Chimney Rock. I was mentioning that earlier, up at the lake, at Lake Martin, which is a lake that's close by to us. It was within an hour or so away. But it's a big, giant rock that folks jump off of, and it's like a cliff that you can jump off of and hit the water. They did not actually jump off Chimney Rock. What happened was they were on the back of a boat, and they jumped in the water to go jump off Chimney Rock, and we don't know whether it was colder water or whatever, but he never resurfaced. He just jumped in and never came back up. Somebody actually mentioned it. Hey, why didn't the guys on the boat go try to find him? They would have, but the water was, it's really, really deep around that area, and he just never came back up again. But he was a 24-year-old graduate from college somewhere, and he never resurfaced. So they found him on a shelf down 50 feet below the water. It's just a sad, sad situation. He was somebody's son. I don't know what his name was or anything. I have to call y'all with a name. But anyhow, the family definitely needs prayer. Kid had just graduated from college. So anyway, I will talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Nancy calling from Medina, New York. It's on Monday, May 18th. And just wanted to give an update on Bill Van that I called about, where he had triple bypass surgery on the 12th last week. His wife told me that he just got up yesterday and was able to walk a few steps. So he's still in the hospital, got a big recovery ahead of him, but he's getting there. So if you can continue to pray for our friend Bill Van. Also, I got a message from my stepmom that she's actually starting some chemo treatments, like a low-dose kind of chemo treatments. Just found out she's got cancer, and she's 89, but she did opt to go ahead and have these cancer treatments. She is saved, and if you can pray for my stepmom. Evelyn, she lost my dad. They lost my dad 2019, so she's been, you know, pretty much by herself since then, but she's doing good other than this now, so if you can keep her in your prayers. Thanks so much. Have a good day. Bye, love you.
Hey, family. I just wanted to call in to pray for the firefighters. Here in California, we've been having increased fire, so just wanted to pray protection over those who are on the front lines. Heavenly Father, we just ask for your protection for the firefighters as they are away from their families and in very dangerous situations. God, we ask that your angels would be guarding them, would be all around them, Lord, and we know that you can speak to these flames, you can speak to the winds, Lord, and you can calm them. And so, God, we are asking that you would calm this earth that is crying out, Lord. God, our world is so broken, and we know this is just, unfortunately, the devastation that comes with sin. But God, we're asking for a healing for our land, and we're asking for protection over those who are trying to protect homes and families and those who are just vulnerable, Lord. God, I also wanted to lift up all the students who are going to be graduating and who are taking their finals. Lord, you have blessed them with talents and the ability to go to school and to learn and use the beautiful mind that you have gifted them with. So God, may they would you allow them good recall as they're taking their tests and give them peace, Lord. It's in your name we pray.
Family, this is Jane walking along the waterfront in Long Island City, New York. Blessed beyond I could ever have imagined. You know, I pray along with you guys. I'm listening to the 14th. I'm behind a little bit. When I look at my bank account and I see that I don't have the money for the rent, I'm an Uber Eats delivery driver, and just the changes that they've made. I mean, I've had 2 weeks where I made $150 each week, which is disgusting and ridiculous. And yet somehow the Lord gives me a peace, you know, and just speaks to me when I don't know what to do. I haven't been able to secure a local job in a shop or something. I don't want to commute on the train. It brings me just anxiety that I don't want to deal with. Oh my gosh, before my time runs out, I forgot what I was going to say. So the other day I'm walking, I almost get to my building, and you know, I was just like, I don't know how I'm going to survive like this. This little brown bird, now everyone sees these little brown birds. It kind of flew by me, the left side of my head. I looked at it. It hovered around, tweet, tweet, making a little circle or whatever, and then flew away. And I was instantly reminded of the verses that speak about the birds. And I've always loved those verses. And it was almost like a reminder, like, yeah, if I care for the birds, you know, I'm going to care for you. But like I said, when I look at my bank account and I see that the money is not there for the rent and I can't go on the app, they've made all these changes, I decided to go take a walk outside and just listen to the dab and, you know, give my burdens to the Lord. It's crazy. Living without savings. But anyway, pray for me, family. I love you. Love you, love you, love you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Matthew 18, 2-6, 14, 19, 13-14, and 21, 15-16. Father God, we lift up to you today Adrian from England and his three children. Lord Jesus, you have taught us to continually advocate for the children God has blessed us with. We pray, as you directed in Matthew 18, that this mother humbles herself and does better by her children. Redirect her away from allowing her children to stumble and fall into the temptations of this world. Father, we pray for the leaders of the legal situation to take the welfare of these children seriously, and not slough the importance of their well-being that is being presented by Adrian. Open their eyes to see that these children are your precious gift, and they deserve recognition, love, and peace. Father, we pray for strength and wisdom for Adrian. Holy Spirit, shine through him and grant him favor as he advocates for these beloved children of yours. We ask all these things in your Son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Adrian. Let us know how it's going. I will also say that I got these verses from a website called Compassion, and the title of the article was called The 7 Ways That Jesus Advocates for Children. I hope that helps. Love you, brother.
Good morning. This is your Eyes of a Dove. A dear pastor called in who was... pastoring his congregation for over 21 years, and from the soles of his feet to the top of his head has dealt with so many different types of cancer, and recently had a freakish miracle. That's amazing. Thank you, Jesus, for touching his body, even when the enemy was trying to strike him down, because he was such an amazing light on the hill for you, that you are brought him to health. And I just pray that the enemy's hand would stop Father, nothing happens until it goes over your throne. So you see every single time this challenge has come to this dear brother. Father, I would pray that you would bring him to that gentle place in the valley where he can have peace, that he can drink upon your nectar and find restoration in his relationships, his finances, and his emotions. Father, that you would help rise him up and give him hope and vigor and strength and health. In Jesus' name. And Father, we lift up Joey, who, I'm sorry, yeah, Joey. He had said that he was required to move out of his place, and then his brother-in-law said, get rid of your stuff out of my storage unit. So he's finding himself homeless here and probably already by the time I've recorded this message. Father, I pray that a mother-in-law apartment or a room for rent, something would open up. Father, that this would be maybe a time for him to seek deeper into you. Maybe it's a call into the mission field to leave his things and go and serve the Lord. I don't know what your call is, Lord, but I ask that you speak it really loud to his ears and to our dad family's ears, that we can record it and he can hear it, that through us or through him, Father, that we would hear your guidance and direction for him specifically. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family and friends. This is beloved Cheryl in Tacoma, Washington. And I'm putting in a prayer request for my granddaughter, Leanna, who is 14. She has thyroid cancer, and she's going to be having surgery on June 3rd. I have put this before on the prayer wall, so if you have seen her name, that is the same person. She is a believer. She loves Jesus. She has a great attitude. We have prayed together, sang songs together. I have sent her verses. And we just pray that her surgery would go well, that it would be complete, and that God would heal her body and she would recover quickly afterwards. Thank you all for your prayers. I appreciate it very much, and I listen and pray for you all. Thank you, and have a wonderful day. Bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is your brother, Regis, calling from Nairobi, Kenya, formerly calling from different locations, Central African Republic, Afghanistan, Sudan, and so on and so forth. So glad to enjoy this new app. It's so amazing. Shortly I'll be recording a video as well. Thank you so much for your support, DAB. Love you so much. Thank you for your sacrifice and for improving this app. It's been really a help and a friend. Thank you. I love you all. Bye-bye. You take care. Regis from Kenya, Nairobi.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in May 18th to pray over our children. There were plenty of shepherds in Judea, a rocky plateau that wasn't very good for growing crops, but provided grazing land for sheep. Shepherds had to be relentlessly vigilant to protect their sheep from precipices and crevices into which they could fall. They also had to keep watch for predators or thieves. Every village around the Judean hills had a sheepfold where various shepherds brought their herds each night to keep them safe. In the morning, the shepherds would call their particular sheep out from among the animals of various herds kept in the fold overnight. Because the sheep recognized their shepherd's voice, they would come to him, and he would lead them out. This is a beautiful picture Jesus paints to illustrate his intimate knowing of those who belong to him. Jesus wants us to know that he is not just our king ruling over us. He is not just our redeemer paying the ransom for us. He's not just our mediator making peace for us. He's our shepherd taking care of us, calling out to us, feeding us, caring for our wounds, and protecting us from falling and from predators. As good as we seek to be as parents, our children need something more. They need a shepherd, and they have one. The good shepherd will care for them in ways that we can't, and at times when we can't. He will protect them from pitfalls we don't see and wolves we don't recognize. Best of all, we can be sure that when he gathers his flock, he will call his sheep by name and lead them. Great shepherd of the sheep, we find such peace in knowing that it's not all up to us to care for and protect our children. You are the good shepherd. You know your sheep, and your sheep know your voice. Good shepherd, call out to our children to come into the safety of your fold. Feed our children, care for our children's wounds, protect our children from harm, and lead our children into the abundant life that is found only.
Hey, Corey from Saskatchewan. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan. Just calling to lift your family up in prayer about your niece. My youngest came home the other day because he had a friend who took their life this week, and whether this is the same friend that is your niece or not, we're grieving along right beside you. So yeah, just lifting you guys up in prayer. This is a hard time. Love you, Corey. Your sister, Sheena, in Saskatchewan.
Hey, Dabbers. This is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. We are praying. We love the prayers for Marshall from Vancouver. Amen to your prayers for Daniel and his father, Roderick, and Billy from Wetumpka. Amen to your prayers for Taylor, your son, and hopefully his new job. So we love that. And if you guys would pray for my wife, Deborah, she is struggling with finding a doctor that she's okay with about this cancer. And so we're going to try to go to a third doctor. We might be up at Duke, and that would be great. So just pray that she finds somebody she's willing to move forward with on the treatment. And we had some callers that were talking about they wanted to be witnesses. You know, they're thinking they need to be more of a witness to their family or some friends. I used to be a hardcore atheist, like militant, like I was in your face about it. And I can tell you the people preaching to me did not necessarily be much of a witness. Those who went to church all the time, those who were trying to tell me about God. But there were some that witnessed to me without saying a word. Or by not saying certain things. I proposed, I had a fiance at one time, and when I proposed to her father, I knew he was very religious, I knew he was a Christian, and I flat out said, hey, you know I'm an atheist, but I'm gonna propose to your daughter. And he didn't beat me over the head with the Bible, he didn't tell me, you know, I'm going to hell. What he said was, I will pray for you. And I know that was a seed planted, that was a witnessing. So sometimes we can witness by not doing the things that a lot of people who are Christians do to try to witness. Sometimes it can be just being, the people are struggling with things. When their life changes, someone's going to ask them, like, why are you so different? Why are you different at work than you've been for 6 years? And that's when you get the chance to say, it's all because of Jesus. And if you have the courage to say that, that's witnessing. Love you all. Have a great day.
Hi, this is Tammy calling from the Central Coast of California. Today is May 19th. I had the day off and I was just listening to the community prayers. I haven't called in a really long time, and taken with love, I wanted to say thank you for, I believe it was March 4th, you called in for me, and I've held that call in my heart and just been so grateful for it. It gave me so much encouragement. I have had some struggles these past few months, and when I was listening to the community prayer, Sparky came on and he was talking about something that God spoke to him about how important it is for us to take that relationship with God as we pray for each person, because I do, family. I pray for each one of you, even though I'm not calling in. You are on my heart, and I am lifting you up. And thank you, Sparky, for that interpretation, that for sharing that word that God shared with you. So God bless you, family. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for this new app. Take care. Make it a great day.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Colossians 3:18 19 and 1 Samuel 25. Father God, we lift up to you today Heather from Pikes Peak by way of Texas. She has fervently prayed for her husband over the last couple of years and for the poorly way he has treated her. She has committed herself to him and supported this marriage as is fitting for those who belong to you. But against scripture, he has treated his wife harshly and is now requesting a divorce. Just as Abigail found the courage to try to correct the wrong Nabal did in his life, she saved all the workers and individuals of her household. We too pray for that same strength for Heather. Give her the courage it takes to be true and lovely like Abigail, and help her walk this new road of divorce if it is your will. Father, if it is not, we pray that the Holy Spirit gets a hold of Heather's husband, opens his eyes and heart to see the amazing woman right in front of him. Take away the evil spirit of narcissism from him, and may he spend the rest of his days walking out the love and light of Jesus. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, sister. It's hard, but we're here praying for you. And let us know how you're doing, okay? Love you.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, help us to open our hearts to others, trusting in your divine guidance to discern whom we to let in. Grant us the strength to release the grip of past hurts, preventing them from hardening our spirit and making us cynical. May we extend grace and understanding, remembering that every individual carries their burdens. Let our interactions be marked by love, fostering genuine connections free from suspicion. Guide us to build relationships rooted in faith, hope, and the courage to be vulnerable. As it says in your word, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good morning. I just wanted to speak some words of encouragement over Sandra. You know, she said she's going through depression and anxiety. Years ago, I went through severe depression, and I thought I would never come out of it. And I got before the Lord and asked him to help me to fight this, and he gave me weapons of warfare. I had scriptures that I memorized and spoke out of my mouth. I had some books that I had to read, and prayer is a key essential. They'll build up your faith. And I had to be intentional. I desperately wanted to be free. And so I asked God, I'm asking God to give you the tenacity and the determination, even when you fall down over and over again to depression, that God will just give you the intention and the determination to be free. I know you want to be free, but it's a daily minute-by-minute fight. It's a fight to take away your faith. So I'll be praying for you, but ask God to give you the weapons of your warfare to fight with him over depression. He wants you to be free. You want to be free, and you can be, and you will be free. And God's already given you the victory, but you have to fight through it, and he can do it with you working as well. The Bible says we work with him. You know, faith, you need the devil. Satan is trying to take away your faith and trying to get you to turn the other way. But God is with you. The angels are with you. The Holy Spirit, you know, they're rooting for you. So I just pray in the name of Jesus that God will strengthen you in the power of his might and to give you the tenacity to be free. In the name of Jesus, you will be free. Amen.
Hello, Divers. This is Kay from Ohio. First, I just want to say thank you. You guys are awesome. You're as awesome as I thought you were, as I brag about. That when we say we're going to pray for each other, we do just that. So I thank you for taking time out to call out my name, to call out my family's name, and to pray for us all. We feel the prayers. It's the only reason why we're standing today. thank you for being so awesome. And I pray that God continues to bless each and every one of you, that we will continue to rest in Him and trust Him and listen to His word and stand fast on His word, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter how dark the night was. God is still there. Morning is coming if we just hold out, hold on to His hand. God bless you all.
Hey, DAB family. It's Abba's daughter, Sadie M. It is Tuesday, May 19th. I hope y'all are having a blessed week so far. I'm in Vegas, and unfortunately, some of my fears about this trip are coming true. There's been a bunch of drama involving me and the girls that I am supposed to meet up with, that I've been close with for almost a year now. I don't want to say they're turning on me, but it kind of feels like it. I've been told some pretty horrible things about what they say about me behind my back. But, you know, I know you guys aren't going to hear this till after the trip's over, but God works outside of time and space, and I'm just asking for His intervention right now with all of it. Whether He cuts me off from them and He puts me in touch with some dabbers out here, or some good Christian girls that genuinely actually want to be around me. I don't know anymore. I guess I'm a little confused as to what's going on, but God knows, and I would appreciate your prayers when y'all hear this. And I will try to call back and update everyone. But yeah, my hotel is beautiful. The area I'm in is great. I just, you know, girls will be girls, I guess, as they say. And girls are definitely being girls. These are ladies that I thought were good Christian women that we have been very close for almost a year. And, you know, we fly across the country to meet each other. And then, you know, stuff hits the fan. So, I don't know, but God does. And I'm going to go find a Christian coffee shop nearby. And then go meet them and pray that it's going to be okay. I don't know, but I'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Jessica Arnell in North Carolina, and I'm calling in to pray for some of the dabbers who have lost loved ones. And I realized that I lost my mom back in February of 2025, and it has been so bittersweet this past Mother's Day. But the Lord took me through, but I still miss my mom. And so my heart resonates with you all that have lost siblings, moms, dads, sisters, you know, aunts, uncles, cousins, any relative. Amen. But my mom was just so special. And so let's pray for the dabbers. Precious Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we come to you right now, so grateful and thankful for another day. Bless the dabbers that have lost loved ones. I pray in Jesus' name that you would uphold them in the right hand of your righteousness. You told us that we could cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. And so, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, be the God of all comfort in each one of the dabbers' lives. Take us through each day. May the joy of the Lord be our very strength. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you, dabbers. Thanks, Brian and Jill, for the new app. I have not explored all the parts yet, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I'm enjoying it very much, the parts that I have looked at. So love you all. Bye-bye.
Tap to start recording. Dimmed.
Yeah, this is Blind Tony. Today is Tuesday, the 19th, and I see that the app is finally user-friendly for the blind. Thank you so much, Brian, for getting those bugs out, and now I can totally use this new 2.0 feature, and it seems wonderful so far, now that I can access everything. I'm calling basically not only just to thank you for the debugging the app and making it user-friendly for the blind, but I would like prayers for my grandson, Denzel. I called him before and told y'all he had been arrested for murder. Well, he was found guilty of first-degree murder, and they're asking for, prosecutors asking for 30 to life. And he's only 28 years old, but, you know, you do the crime, you got to pay the time. So, you know, this might be a moment of awakening for him. I pray that it is. And while he's been in there, his son has been arrested, 15 years old, for shooting into a car. Prayers for both their mothers and the rest of the family, and that they might see the light. And also, Deborah Canty, I heard your prayers, asking for prayers for Corey, who was shot 2 times and is in the hospital, praying for his survival and safe recovery, and also for that he might get whatever help he needs, and that you will get the strength that you need to weather this storm. Anyway, life is filled with unexpected occurrences.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield calling in May 19th to pray over our children. It is a beautiful thing to be held in the Father's hand. In fact, the Father and the Son provide a two-handed grip that gives ultimate security to our children. If they are sheep in the flock of God, we don't have to be afraid that something or someone will come along and sever that saving relationship. Though physical death will one day come, our children will never ultimately perish. There are no exceptions to this assurance and no end to it either. Never is a very long time, but it is not longer than the preserving grace will last. Likewise, no one is a very broad category, broader than the list of potential predators. Illegal drugs and alcohol cannot snatch our children from the Father's hand. An atheist or agnostic philosophy cannot snatch our children from the Father's hand. An unbelieving boyfriend, girlfriend, or spouse cannot snatch our children from the Father's hand. Sexual experimentation cannot snatch our children from the Father's hand. A drunk driver or deadly disease cannot snatch our children from the Father's hand. Even our children's own sins and failures do not have the power to snatch them from the saving grip of God. A double-handed force keeps our children safe against all danger. Nothing and no one will ever snatch them out of the hand of Jesus or the hand of his Father. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Romans 8:35. No one. Father, into your hands we commit our spirit. Into your hands we entrust our children. Your sheep listen to your voice. Give our children ears that are tuned to the sound of your voice. Your sheep follow you. Train our children's heart to follow after you. We cannot force our children into your fold or into your hand, but we are trusting you as a good shepherd to take hold of our children. I love you, family.
Hi, Deb family. This is Jennifer from Michigan. I have a prayer request for my son who had a brain tumor and then a stroke after the surgery, and it has done something where, yeah, he can be happy, but he also has no, can have no empathy, and their coping mechanism in his home is yelling, and he doesn't realize it's not a conscious thing, that like there could be drastic consequences to his behavior because he doesn't take into account others' feelings. And I pray for supernatural healing from the effects of his surgeries, and they need salvation, each and every one, and ideally counseling. And they moved out of state, and they have a child together and 2 kids from his fiance. They've been together over 10 years, though. And I just need prayer. I've laid it at Jesus' feet, and I am trusting and believing he will take care of it, because I have to take my hands off the situation and just keep focusing on the Lord. So if you could pray for my son. This is Jennifer again from Michigan. I don't know if I said that. His name's Jordan and Nicole.
Kendall from Los Angeles, California. This is Kay from Ohio. You said you have autism, you know, never fit in, and, you know, just seem like things just never feel the same every day. And it's not a good feeling of how you're thinking about it. But God created you to be who you are. I don't have a diagnosis of autism,
but some days I feel like I don't fit in. Trying or not, I don't fit in. That's the way God made me. He doesn't want me to fit in because he wants me to fit in with him. So I pray that you can feel that, that God has you right where he is. And when you said it's your faith that keeps you grounded, is the reason why you're not losing your mind, that hits hard for all of us. So I pray that you have a wonderful day, knowing that you are different, special, and different in God's eyes. And we're going to see it too. So thank you for being who you are. Thank you for being transparent and letting me be transparent. God bless you.
What's up, Dad Fam? Hey, this is Cowboy. I just want to give a shout out to the incarcerated out there. Brother, sisters, my heart goes out to y'all. I know there's a lot of y'all in there who are innocent and you shouldn't be in there. I know there's a lot of you out there who's had a bad day. And I know there's almost all of y'all has had a traumatic life growing up. And you think that defines you. Well, it doesn't. Jesus defines you. Let Jesus tell you who you are. Just bury your faith in him. And just be tethered to his hip. And he's calling you out of that wilderness. He's calling you out of there. Remember that he sent the disciples into that storm when Peter walked on that water out to Jesus. And in that storm, they was afraid that it was going to take them over. But when Jesus walked on water, he walked on the very thing that he commands. And it was all under his authority. And it was all beneath his feet. And a lot of people think this is a story of maybe, you know, we just have to put our faith in Jesus and try harder and have more faith. Well, it's not that at all. Because when Peter walked out on that water to go meet Jesus, he took his eyes off and he sank. Immediately he cried out for God. And he reached down and he rescued him in that very moment. And then when he got into the boat, everything calmed down. He just wants to be in our presence. He just wants to give us peace where we're at. But back to where Peter sank. It's not about our grip on him, because it's not strong enough. It's about his grip on us, and nothing can separate us from his grip and his love on us. I love y'all. Keep your heads up.
Howdy, DAB family. This is Darren in College Station, Texas. I'm calling to ask for prayer for my wife's work situation. She just got hired to a new position, and as part of the requirements, she needs to pass her licensing exam for pharmacy. She just graduated Saturday from pharmacy school, but now she has to take the licensing exam. And the place where she got hired was letting her work 2 days a week so that she could study for her licensing exam. And now, for some reason, they've changed their tune and they say they want her to work full time before she passes that exam. And that doesn't really give her time to study. She was just hoping to have 1 month to study for the exam while still coming in 2 days a week. So just would covet your prayers that this situation can get taken care of and that she can continue working there in a limited role until she is able to pass her exam, and that she would pass her exam the first time. So she's got to take the national exam and the law exam. Both need to be passed the first time. Would be wonderful for her. Please pray. But her name is Lynn Marichini, and just let God's hand be over all of this. We ask this in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, my spectacular dad fam, this is KSD. I want to pray for our brother Curtius in the Commonwealth. Brother, I heard you, and I'm standing with you and believing the Lord for your marriage concerning Angie and the healing that is needed for her physically as well as emotionally and perhaps spiritually. So So let's pray. Father, I come on behalf of your son, our brother Curtius, from the Commonwealth, and his bride, Angie. Lord, you see what has taken place in Angie's health, and you are well aware and fully acquainted with all of her ways. You are acquainted with all of Curtis's ways, and you know all the details of what's happened in the marriage, the breakdown which has caused Angie to leave the marriage, to leave the home. Lord, I pray that you would begin to pull back the layers of everything that has taken place. And would you help Angie and Curtius to both individually look in the mirror of your word to find you concerning the issues that you are looking to address with them individually, so that at the right time, they will be able to come together and collectively address the issues at hand. Lord, will you please salvage this marriage? Don't let the enemy get the upper hand, Lord. We ask that you would stay the hand of the enemy and bring healing to this marriage in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay. Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan, and it's May 20th, 2026. April 20th, 2026 is my moving date here in Wixom, Michigan. And I had help on the 25th of April with four co-workers help me move here. And I moved out of my old place, which I felt like I stopped breathing in that place because of the mildew and the mold and the dust and the weeds being smoked through my windows. So I actually moved out of that place. I feel a lot better. I think I've been here a month now. God really has blessed me, and I feel a lot safer in the place I live. But if you guys go to Brightmore Christian Church, I started going there in Novi, Michigan, so look me up if you go to that church and say hi to me. So God has really blessed me, and I feel like God deserves the praise and honor and glory for all he has done in my life. Now I'm closer to my job. I don't have to drive 50 miles to work anymore and take an hour and a half to get home. And I just need prayer for my car because it needs some stuff done to it since I've been doing all that driving with it. But otherwise, life is good. My life is really good, and I can't wait to do a long walk with you, show you some beautiful pictures of the area when we do the long walk, because I'm in a better place. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me with a better place to live. In Jesus' name, amen. And I have to catch up with you guys. Bye.
I want to tell all of the workers who have made this new so awesome. Thank you so much for what y'all have done. Thank you so much.
Hi, family. This is Susie from Colorado. I just want you to know, every time I call, I get so teary-eyed because I know how many people are listening. And I love you all so much. And I know your prayers are so, so important to God. So I'm calling for another important thing. I heard Janice, who is the widow, who's really missing her husband and feels so lost. You are not lost. I almost cry when I listen to your message a couple of times because I wanted you to know that I love you and I don't know you. And Terry, you too. You called the day of your husband's funeral. And we love you so much. Please don't think that you're alone. You're not. Also, we are back in enemy territory, our team, back in Haiti. We just reopened. I'm not there. Our team is there. We just reopened our medical clinic in the capital that's infested with gangs, and it's so dangerous. Two of our team members were kidnapped 3 months ago, almost 4 months ago,
just brutalized. The gangs raided our orphanage, just stole everything, all of our food, kicked the children out into the streets. It was terrifying. And now we're back in there working our clinic again. So we need prayer, please, please, against Satan's demonic principalities over Haiti that keep trying to hurt our team and our work. And we're now going into the Dominican Republic tomorrow with our team is to open clinics there to help people who can't get medical care as Haitians who have fled the border. So please, I beg your prayer. I beg your prayer for safety, protection.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible Prayer Warriors. This is Elizabeth from Delaware calling in, and I wanted to lift up prayers for a woman who called in. I believe her first name might be Lynn Johnson. She was just recently diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and it is a very frightening diagnosis, but it doesn't mean that that's going to actually happen to her. And I wanted to encourage her to put her trust and faith in you, Lord, that you will guide her and give her the wisdom she needs. For it says in your word, Mark 11:24, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. There's also a book that you might want to look at. It's written by a Christian medical doctor. It's called Dr. Colbert's Healthy Brain Zone, and it deals with treatments and all kinds of things related to Alzheimer's. And I pray that it was a blessing to you and you get the support you need. Also, I'd like to pray for Deborah, on the East Coast, and her son, Corey, who has been suffering from PTSD due to military service. Lord, we pray that you would bless his life and bring people back into his life that he loves and know love him. And Lord, we pray that you would heal all that's been broken in his mind and his heart because of his experiences in the military. Lord, we ask you to heal him completely, physically, emotionally, spiritually, Lord, and remove the enemy's hold on his mind and his body. In Jesus' name, it says. And in your word, it says in Acts 16:31, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved and your household. And we pray this for you, Deborah, that everyone in your household, especially your son, will come again to know the presence of the Lord. And then lastly, there's another gentleman, Reverend P.D. Dogg, and I'm praying for you and your healing, that you would get total remission from all cancers and you would find the peace of God again, as only he can give. God bless you all. I love you all, and I'm praying in the background. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Christy from Georgia. I've only called in once before, and it humbled me to hear people all over the world praying for my son, Joshua. I'm calling in today, and probably by the time that you hear this, things will be resolved, but I'm single, and I battle that every day. As far as depression, I was married for 23 years and made a foolish decision to walk away. But I'm currently working, and I used PTO that I didn't have. My finances are scary deficient, and I know that God is able. It just seems as if he answers everybody else's prayers but mine. I have asked for someone to come into my life that I could love and meet, but that is yet to happen. And I live constantly alone during the day at work. I'm at home alone. And I try to get plugged in, but my trust is not easy. I pray that you would just please, please pray for my finances, and my next check is going to be over 40 hours short. Thank you for those that continue to pray, fervently pray. Thank you to Jill and Brian for all that you do, all that you are. I watch you. I look at the joy in your eyes. I see.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan. And it's May 20th, 2026. And April 20th, 2026 was my move-in date. April 25th, 2026 is when I got help by four of my coworkers to move in this place. They did it within an hour, moved me out of my other place, which I was having breathing issues, and I was like totally stopped breathing. I don't know if it's a mildew or mold in that place, or people smoking weed and coming in my window, or being up on the 10th floor in the dust, because it took a long time to change my air filters. Well, I tried to get my deposit back, but they said they're not going to give me my $288 back because of stains from the mildew mold that they caused. But that's okay. I'm in a better place now. I feel a lot safer where I live. So thank you for your prayers. God is good all the time. And I'm going to Brightmoor Christian Church in Novi. So if you go to that church, please look me up. And, yeah, God has really blessed me. And I pray that you guys are doing well in your life. Because God is good all the time. He never stops. He's amazing. So I hope I'm here for the long walk with you guys to show you some beautiful pictures of my new area in Wixom. Okay, thank you. Look me up, you guys. I love you, and thank you for praying for me. And this is a praising.
Good day, friends and family. This is Casey, the single-minded plumber. I got an update about my about Grandpa Steve and my mother-in-law. I guess Grandpa Steve's my father-in-law. He has cut off all communications with me and my family. Not sure why. He's only hanging around some new guy that's helping him with security on his house. And that guy's quite rude. But anyway, I don't have communication with him. So just bless him that his life is going okay. He filed a restraining order against my mother-in-law and kicked my mother-in-law out. And she ended up at my house in a robe and underwear and no shoes. And she's very lucid. She doesn't seem interested in any kind of rehab or anything. She just keeps saying she wants to die. So if you guys could pray over this lady, her name's Tamara. She's my wife's mom. She's an amazing lady when she's sober. That the Lord speaks to her and comes to her and lifts her out of this dark pit that she's in. I'm not going to let her stay at my house past 13 days because then she gains squatting rights. And she can be incredibly manipulative. So just pray over this whole situation. After 13 days, I'm going to drop her off at a shelter. And I don't want that. I want her to get well and have a life of her own. So I love you guys. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name.
Hello. I was hoping that you could all pray for my friends Holly and Vern. They've been estranged from their son for quite a few years, and they're very, very upset and really don't know how to cope. And with prayer and all kinds of different things, it just seems to not be making any difference. And so, if you could just pray with me that their son would phone them.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in May 20th to pray over our children. Martha believed there would be a grand resurrection on a day far in the future, but she couldn't seem to find any comfort in it, at least not enough to balance out the pain she felt in the present. Her response exposed her belief that resurrection was a completely future event, offering no comfort in the here and now of deep grief. Martha simply couldn't find solace in the future tense.
But when Jesus says he is the resurrection and the life, he is speaking not only about something that he will do in the future. He is telling us not just who he will be, but who he is now and forever. He is life after death and life right now. Jesus is life to our bodies and our souls. He is the source from which all life springs. In him we live and move and exist. Acts 17:28. Once we are made alive in Christ, our lives can never be extinguished. Jesus is not just the giver of victory over death in an obscure future. He provides victory over death in the actual present. Resurrection can seem so religious, so unreal, so far removed when we stand by a grave with our family. It's possible to have a theological understanding of resurrection life, but to find no joy or comfort in it, to have no ability to rest in it, or simply to not believe it. And Jesus knows our belief in him as the resurrection and life is pivotal, foundational to how we face grief and sorrow. So he asks us along with Martha, do you believe this? Lord, we do believe. Help our unbelief. Help us respond to death in our family in a way that reflects a genuine belief in resurrection life. Give us the grace we need to grieve with hope and not as those who have no hope. I love you, family.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning. Good afternoon and good evening, depending on the part of the world you're hearing this prayer from. I'm so sorry I'm walking, but I'm so touched that I need to record this prayer. My name is Loveline and I'm calling in from France, and I'm calling in to join the faith of others to pray for some of our brethren that have called in for us to pray for them. A pastor called in, a brother called in, say you're a pastor, you have survived from different kind, four different kinds of cancer, and there is a good report, but your body is not telling you, your body is not showing it. I want you to know that we're praying for you and we are with you on this journey, and we command that body to receive strength right now in the name of Jesus. Princess called in for prayer to stay strong. Her husband passed over 3 years and she still needs strength. She still needs to, oh, she's so weak. I want you to know that we're praying for you. This God will continue to sustain you in the name of Jesus. Martha called in for prayer for his marriage and the children, and we see you as a point of contact, Martins, not matter, to reach every broken marriages or every struggling marriages, that God of restoration will restore each and every one of them in the name of Jesus. Mary called in, said you're a cancer survivor and you're calling in for strength, you're calling in that God's hands will continue to be upon you. That is the prayer we are joining you with, and our faith goes with you too. And Martha again called in. Martha called in for, he said you have, I can't remember the prayer point, it's just off my head. But I want you to know that we have served the God of Eroi, the God that sees. He sees us. So many prayer points, so many prayer points. I want everybody to know we are standing on the gap.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Diane Olive and Jeff Brown. And the date is Thursday.
May 21.
What?
May 21st.
May 21st. And I'm praying for, first of all, I want to pray for a dear friend of mine who has really been through a really bad situation with people being really mean and doing things they shouldn't be doing. And she's recovering from this, and I would just like you to continue to pray for my friend. We're going to keep her anonymous because of her situation. But she also has two grandchildren that we want them to, they're doing fine, and we just want them to continue to heal in their brain and in their body and in their soul. And for this mother of the two children to also be encouraged. And And I just want to thank you for, I'm keeping her anonymous so that people don't find out where she lives and harm her anymore. So please pray for my friend. And then I also need healing in my eyes and my ears, in my jaw, and this is...
Good morning. I want to respond to a few prayer requests. First is, I believe her name was Francis or Trances. She lost her husband 23 years ago and is still grieving the missing piece of her life, Lord. And we just... we know that people enter into marriage, they become one flesh, and when one leaves, it is like a piece of flesh was carved out, and there's this empty spot. So we just pray, Lord, because we know that you're the only one that can fill it. She'll always remember it. She'll always remember him. She'll always love him, but you are the only one that can fill the pain of that missing piece. So we just pray that your spirit would just restore her, allow her to continue to grieve as she needs, but just fill her. And for Megumi, who is looking for a job, Lord, we pray that you provide for her practically. And that, you know, she took a step out in faith starting her own business. And if that's your will to keep that going and kind of bring business in at the final hour, your will is for her to go back and return to find an employer, we pray, Lord, that you just provide for her. We know that you understand we have needs, practical needs. And we just pray for provision for Megumi. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Good morning, DAB family. This is from Rusty to Restored in Ohio. And I am calling with an update. You had prayed for my dog, Aspen, who was missing, hit by a car, and then very broken, needed surgery. He is running now, so praise the Lord, and walking many miles a day. And also, I had asked you to pray for my family, specifically my marriage, and I'm seeing movement where my husband is praying and listening to godly things to encourage him, and we are speaking regularly and hanging out regularly. That's amazing. And I also wanted to just thank you for those things, but also to pray for a caller that I heard today named Francis, whose husband had passed a couple years ago, and she is just still feeling sad and she doesn't want to cry. And so I'm going to pray for her. Dear Lord, I ask for Frances that you would give her just the courage to hold not only her grief, but also the gratitude for what she has in life still here on this earth. And we know that that is a tough balance. But Lord, I pray you would help her to know that she does not have to let go of all of that grief. She will carry that grief. It will be in different waves and different ways that it will be shown throughout the rest of her life probably, and that you can restore more and more gratitude, but that also it's okay to hold that grief and it's okay to cry. And so I pray you'd meet her in those moments. We know your word says that you collect our tears in a bottle. That's how much you care for us. And so I'm thankful that you care for Francis in that way, and that you would heal up her broken heart, Lord, and be with her. Thank you all. And just remember, even if you're rusty, you can be restored. Bye for now.
Hi. This is Under Grace 526 from North Carolina. I want to pray for Megumi. I believe that was your name, from Indonesia. Sounds like a horrible battle over the past time, and you sound like you are just coming to the end of your savings and you need a job or you'll be out of money. So Lord, DAB family, let's lift up this precious sister.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois, and I wanted to call in and pray for Valerie.
Dear Heavenly Father, I lift Valerie up to you. She lost her son 2 years ago, and the grief is still so raw and just prevalent. It's crippling her life, Lord. The sadness and how much she misses him. We just lift her up to you, Lord. Wrap your arms around her and give her love and comfort. We ask all these things in your precious name. Amen. Valerie, I had an idea. To keep your son's memory alive and to give you a new focus, call in some stories. Introduce your son to us, to the Dab family. Tell us about him. And we can get to know him, and you can share him, share the love you had for him, have for him, and maybe shift the focus away from the loss, and think about the life, the light that he shined while he was here. I love you, sister. Call in and talk to us some more. Bye-bye.
This is God's Little Gardener in Texas, and I want to pray for Magumi in Jakarta, Indonesia, who is struggling to find work and protect her property, Lord. Father, you tell us in Jeremiah 29:11 that you have plans for us. They are not to hurt us, but to help us and to give us a future. Lord, right now, Magumi is in dire straits with making things money stretch and a place to live. And Lord, you have resources beyond our imagination. You tell us it is good to work. And Lord, we ask that you would bless the work of her hands. Lord, that provide her work and find favor in her interviews. Lord, help her to work heartily for you, as you tell us in 2 Thessalonians 3:10. And Lord, you tell us it's honorable to live a quiet life and work hard. And Father, that's in 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12. So we're asking you to provide work for her. Lord, would you help her to seek first your kingdom, knowing that everything else you hold in your hand and you're going to provide for her. Lord, help her not to be anxious about what she's going to eat or wear, because you care for her far more than the flowers of the field and the birds of the air, who you care for every day. Lord Jesus, would you hold her tightly and let her rest completely, that you're going to provide food for her and a place to live. And Lord Jesus, we just ask that you would give her a work, as you tell us in Ecclesiastes 3:13, that she could find satisfaction, because work is your gift to us. In Christ's name I pray, amen.
Hey, Dab family. This is Kristen, a.k.a. Christ in Me. Actually, this is for Brian and Jill. I've been using the app, you know, since it first became available. And little by little, I've just been delving into the different areas of it. But I have got to tell you, these little documentaries on the different little towns are beautiful. I mean, they're so well done. They are so professionally done. I mean, this is like, you know, not that you probably care, but Oscar award winning type stuff. And I would just encourage you, I don't know if you all have thought about it, to put them out as a documentary, you know, to just, you know, bring more souls to the Lord. I mean, I don't know if that's already in the works, but if you put them all together, I bet you that there would be people watching it, and probably even pulling people into the Dab. And then I also have to say that these little stories before each of the chapters of the Bible, I love them. I mean, they give you so much insight. They just kind of make it more real. They're really well done as well. And I've only watched the Samuel ones so far, but and Genesis, but I'm going to go back and I'm going to watch all of them that we didn't see, because we weren't in this app yet. But I just want to say thank you, and bravo, beautiful job, y'all. I'm so blessed to have this app and this community and y'all. I love y'all. God bless. Bye.
Family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in May 21st to pray over our children. In 1 Samuel 28, we learn that Saul was in difficult circumstances and desperate to know what to do. Samuel had spoken for God to Saul, but now Samuel was dead. Saul had slaughtered all but one of the priests in a murderous rage, so there was no priest to go before God to inquire on his behalf. So what did Saul do? He sought the help from a medium, a woman who called on the dead. At the same time, David was also in difficult circumstances and desperate to know what to do. The Amalekites had raided his camp and carried off the women and children. In their grief, David's men were looking for someone to blame and began to talk about stoning David. But rather than seek help from a medium, David found strength in the Lord his God. David called the only living priest and sought out God's voice by means of the priestly ephod. We don't know exactly how the process worked, but we know he received God's answer. When we're desperate to know what to do with and for our kids, we can consult counselors, read books by parenting experts, and talk to our friends. But while we might get some ideas or strategies from them, none of these resources can provide us with the insight or power most necessary. We need the wisdom that comes from God's word, the divine power that comes to rest on us when we are joined to Christ by faith, and the peace that is found only in resting in the promises of God. Lord, we are so grateful for the wise counselors you have given us, the caring friends, the excellent models, and the many other resources that give us direction on this parenting journey. But we don't want to depend primarily or solely on these things. We are wholly dependent on you for the strength we need to parent our children over the long haul. It's your wisdom we seek. I love you, family. Again, I'm reading from Praying Through the Bible for Your Kids by Nancy Guthrie.
Hey, DIB family. I am so awesomely and wonderfully blessed by you all in hearing your prayer requests and your prayer encouragement. I'm calling to have you pray for me. My migraines and my intracranial hypertension are just really bad right now, and I'm struggling really hard with it. I just seem to have this delay in care and just not getting the definitive care that I need for it. So, and it just feels like something's pushing on my skull, trying to get out. So I greatly would appreciate your prayers for my migraines to slow down and go away. It would be wonderful if that happened. Thank you very much. I will continue to be praying for you as you are praying for me. Love you all, fellow traveler from Maine.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Mark, the baby doctor from Dayton, Ohio, calling in for a few requests. First is Rev P-Dog, a pastor. You've had cancer 4 times since 2021, and one of them was a miraculous healing, praise the Lord, but you're still having this battle ongoing. And so, Rev P-Dog, I'm praying for your healing. I'm praying for your strength to endure the process of this tribulation that is upon your life. I think of James 1:12. God is molding your character. I know you expressed a desire to get back into pastoring, possibly, and I just am lifting that up to the Lord for the desires of your heart, Rev P-Dog. Princess, you called in today on the 21st and shared the loss of your husband. This is an anniversary, I think 2 years, and you're still in mourning, and that's okay, Princess. I'm praying that you would sense the Lord's peace in your heart and mind throughout this day, throughout this upcoming week, and that fond memories of your husband will come alive in your heart and mind and give you a smile in Jesus' name. And Megumi, I believe was your name in Indonesia. I'm so sorry with the loss of your income and your job and everything that you've just gone through in Indonesia. But I'm praying that the Lord would restore what was lost for you, would honor you, and find you a new job and stabilize your life and your finances in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Mark DeBaby, doctor from Dayton, Ohio.
Good evening, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling. And I just heard the lady from Indonesia who is losing her house to some kind of mafia land guys. And I've never heard of that, but it does not sound above board. So, Father in heaven, you see the situation. You know the whole ins and outs of everyone and everybody. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that truth would be revealed, dishonesty and corruption would be revealed, and that this lady who is trusting in you will be able to keep her house, and that her business, Father, would begin to flourish and provide as she's never been provided for before. Lord God, we live in an evil world, but you are more. You are more than anything, than any evil. You are far more. And we ask you to move in this situation. Also, in others who are looking for jobs, I pray, Lord God, that you would provide the right place, the right time, and the right job. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.